The cross stands empty to the sky, and the tomb is empty as well. Yes, we have our tomb that's reappeared, our pop-up tomb. We had it, didn't we, in Lent during the story of Lazarus, who was raised from the dead. I don't know if any of the children want to come and take a closer look with me. Now, we remember that the ladies came in the morning with spices. So we're just going to make a little spicy scent in there, and maybe we'll just come round here a bit. I know not everybody likes scent, so hopefully, but we'll just give you a little bit there. There we are, under my arm as well. There we are. So who wants to come and have a look inside the tomb? Anybody want to come and have a look in? Anybody brave enough? It's all right, there's no one in there. You can go right inside if you'd like to. You want to crawl in? Have a look, see how many we can get in, shall we? One of them said it stinks. Stinks of life. Can we get some more in? Can you move right in? Any more room? I think there's room. Can we get more in? Get right in. I think we can get three more in, can we? Yeah. That's it. Somebody's coming out. Well, it's amazing, isn't it, how many you can get in. And you know, it's true, isn't it? The grave takes us all, doesn't it? Yeah, the grave takes us all. But the good news of Easter Day is that the grave can't hold us. It might take us, but it can't hold us. That's the joy of Easter. The tomb is empty. It might be a bit smelly of wonderful spices, but it's an empty tomb today. So we're going to see whether we can call these children out. Can we say, come out? Brilliant. Now, let's see what's going on around here, look. Now, this here is going to be made into an Easter garden. So, who would like to help make the Easter garden? Yeah, and we might have an adult as well, maybe will come. And this is going to be a lovely Easter garden. We've got the hill here. We've got some crosses that will need to go on the hill. We've got lots of moss and flowers and stones. And under here, we've got a little card that tells you all the Easter story as well. And we've got some characters here as well that need to go on the Easter story. So you can all share this work of creating a beautiful Easter garden, just like the one that Jesus came out from on that first Easter. Okay? Yeah, so have a little seat down around the table and then just see how you together you can make this Easter garden. That's it. And there's some blue tack there for the little Playmobil figures. Okay. Sarah, would you like to just help them? That'd be great. Thank you. So while they're busying with themselves with that, and they're able to listen as well to what we're going to do, we're going to have a time where we can share together. Mary Magdalene, on that first morning of Easter, she left the tomb and told the disciples, there was a buzz of activity, so that's all okay. She was so excited and full of fear and wonder as well. She said to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. So we're going to have a time now where we can share together, just time of, we've got the microphone here, yes. of moments where we have seen the Lord to encourage each other. So if you just put your hand up and we'll bring the microphone to you just so that we can all hear. We've got somebody over here, Sonia. Thank you. It would be at the front, but it works like that. The next one will be at the back. Okay.
I just want to share and encourage you to believe that God is the God who heals. I went to the GP in 2015 in December. Before that, I just have to say I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in 2008, but I felt that God wants to heal me, and he sent a friend of me to me to show that in his word in the Bible, he tells that we are healed by his stripes. And so I went to the GP and I prayed that God sent me to a GP who will encourage me. So God did that, and the GP said to me, you can try it, but the pain might come back. But I just believed that God would do it, so I started coming off the medication. So 1 year ago, in March 2016, I came out off the medication. And since then, I believe that God has healed me and I'm free of arthritis. So I just want to encourage you that God's word is powerful. Confess it and he wants to heal you.
I too want to talk about healing. On Wednesday, I went into Next Door and I was only in there a few minutes and suddenly a migraine came on. It was flashing lights and I really did feel rough. But I asked for prayer and I sat down. And as I was prayed for, the migraine just completely went like that. So I just want to share that God is still healing today.
I just want to give God thanks for this fellowship, for his love upon this fellowship. And to say how wonderful it is to see so many people here today. To say thanks for him sending Peter, Joe and the family to us. And I give him praise.
I just want to share with you this morning that it's good to continue to praise God and to be at the right place at the right time. I was, after Christmas, I went to the charity shop to give some things to them. But that was around 2:06. And I was supposed to go maybe 10 o'clock when they opened. So as I was bringing these chairs to the charity shop, I heard a big bang. And there was a man who cleans the bin who was falling on the floor. I ran. I was the only person. Then I saw another person. I said, okay, come round. We took him up. He's a very huge man. So we took him up. And then I asked him, do you know the number of your boss? He said, yes. So he called the boss. The boss was coming. And before he came, this man could not speak anymore. He was blah, 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 blah. So then the ambulance came. They took him to the hospital. But I was praying at home. I said, this man that we are able to send to the hospital, God, please continue to save him. I couldn't do anything for the whole day. Then I went out in the evening to search for his mate, and they said they discharged him out of the hospital and it's okay. So after about 3 days, I had a call and I said, who are you? He said, you are the one who saved my life. I said, how? He said, oh, you rescued me. I said, oh, look, it's God who did it. I want to bring you wine. I want you to come to the pub for us to celebrate. I said, everything belongs to God. I was just there, just at the right time, because I don't actually have to go around that time. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Anyone else like to share? Could we hear something about Lantern? We'll come to Lantern later, but we'll come.
I would like to talk about where Jesus comes to you in need. I lost my daughter 2 years ago with cancer. And the day before she died, I came out of the hospice and a lady came up to me and said, would you like me to pray for you? And I said, that would be wonderful. And she was a chaplain. I didn't know who she was. But at that point, I felt that Jesus had sent her to us. And that day, she passed away. And I felt all through the time, which was around Easter time as well, that God was with me and helped us both through a difficult time. And at Easter time, I always feel that Mary, losing her son and I lost my daughter, that they are together in God's hands.
We can just update you that we had our first lantern meeting on Wednesday this week. It's a new group that we've set up for people with learning disabilities, a church group, and it was amazing. And we want to thank you for your prayers and your encouragements, for all of your help, and just for asking us how it's going or how it went has been really great. We had about 12 people come along, some carers or family members, and a group of us helping as well. There were 29 people, I think, in the room, and it was a really joyous occasion. Everything went to plan. People joined in with singing and prayers and activities, and it was a lovely atmosphere, and we're just really encouraged that people came, I guess, because it could have been a flop, but it was amazing, and we just want to thank all of you and thank God for how it went.
Was there anyone else who wanted to share at this point? Well, thank you to all those who have given these witness reports, because each one of us is his witness, a witness to the risen Lord. It's not just his absence from the empty tomb that convinces us. It's his presence in our empty lives. It's his presence in our empty lives that convinces us that what we're sharing today is true. And it's not just true, you know, if you're one of those kind of religious people who want to believe that kind of thing. What Jesus did on this day in history changed everything. It changed everybody's life, past, present, and future. We've heard stories of need and response, healing, and those who are still waiting for healing. But we can rejoice today that in pain or in ease, in life or in death, we belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord, and nothing in all creation, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's continue. Pray. Now, did any of the children receive anything special this morning? Any surprises? Anything? Yeah? Thornton's Easter egg. Oh, did anyone else get an Easter egg or chocolate? Yeah? Excellent. Well, we're now going to hide some chocolate eggs for the children to find. Not chocolate eggs, I tell a lie. Sorry. Remove that word chocolate. Sorry. There are eggs. Sorry. Got them on my mind. You've had enough chocolate. But if you want to take part in this, you need to come forward and stand in a line facing me. If you want to take part in looking for an egg, okay? Make sure you face the front. Face the front. Oh, there's a lot. Oh, there's a lot. Right, how many have we got? Who? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, now face this way because I'm not going to hide these eggs sort of around the building. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass them out to the friends in the congregation, mums, dads, and other children. And some are going to get eggs. Not everybody's going to get an egg. But everybody, in a moment, will be sitting with their hands like this, okay? And you've got to try and find the people who have got the eggs, okay? And when you find one egg, and only one egg, okay, so I'm only going to put 20 out, okay? When you find one egg, Claire's checking the numbers. When you find the egg, bring it back here, okay? Okay, so you have to tap somebody's hand that you think might have the egg, okay? So don't peep, no peeking. Who's going to check, make sure they're not peeking? Okay. Right, now, I think that's 20. How many did you count, Claire? Did you count 20?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, now, there was some peeking. Do we need a few more? Okay, all right. Okay, let's just pass out a couple more. Now, there might have been a bit of peeking, so what we're going to do, those who've got eggs are going to pass them around a bit, okay? So that'll fox you, okay? So just pass them around, or not. Okay, so you're only finding one egg, okay? So I have no idea where they are. Everybody, you've got to make it look like you've got the egg, okay? If all the people out there. Okay, so you're going to go and find one egg. They're spread out right from the back to the front. Okay, ready, steady, off you go. Oh. Bring it back if you've got one. Well done. Well done. You found one. Good one. Blue one. And a pink one. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Anybody still looking? Thank you. Well done. Well found. Well done. Yellow ones come back. The green one. Anyone still looking? Have all my eggs come back? Anybody got any? Have we all found one? Oh. There might be someone, an egg over that way. Thank you. Well done. Excellent, excellent. Well done. Brilliant, brilliant, excellent. Fantastic. Brilliant. Well done, everyone. Easter Day is the one day where you can put all of your eggs in one basket. Easter Day is the one day of the year you can put all your eggs in one basket. In other words, you can put all of your heart, mind, your soul, everything you have, invest it all into this truth that Jesus is alive. We can put our trust in those Bible accounts. We're going to explore what we heard read to us by Jackie. And for this, I've got another little basket here with six small eggs in it. We'll see if that will stay there. And in each of these six eggs, we have one of the sentences that we heard in our reading. So I need someone to come and read sentence number one. Three there, okay. Do you want to take egg number one and open it up? We just have the handheld mic. Thank you. And then we'll just have that read.
Pilate said, go make the tomb as secure as you know how.
Thank you. Pilate said, go and make the tomb as secure as you know how. And we remember how on the Easter Saturday that happened. Pontius Pilate gave the order to secure the tomb, sealing it and having guards stand outside so that no one could come and steal the body of Jesus. Because they were afraid if the body was stolen, then this rumor would get out that Jesus was alive. So they put a Roman guard there. And Romans don't get things wrong. They don't get things wrong. They knew what they were doing. They had orders. They guarded the tomb. Early on the Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and Mary of Bethany went to the tomb. Remember, they were the ones who had watched as the very still, very dead body of Jesus was placed into the tomb. And there is no stillness like the stillness of death. All of their hopes and their dreams had been buried, had died with him. In their minds, Jesus was not going anywhere. They were not going anywhere. They set out on that Easter morning with the intention of taking spices to finish the anointing and just to be with their Lord, sharing that stillness. Except when they get there, it's anything but still and silent. Because there is a sudden earthquake. The ground shakes. Can anybody show me what it would be like for an earthquake to happen here? Can you imagine? It would be like that, wouldn't it? It'd be terrifying, wouldn't it? And Matthew is telling us here, by saying there was an earthquake, that Jesus' resurrection shook up the whole world, shook the world, and the tomb was split open. The angel of the Lord had rolled away the stone. Now, these are just very little stones. And I can roll one to you over there, just about, and one over here. But can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm not going to try and roll this. I mean, I can hardly even lift this stone that has come off the man's rockery and has to go back again. I can hardly move that. So can you imagine a huge, big boulder being moved? Who could do it? Only the angel of the Lord. An angel of the Lord came and moved the stone. No wonder the guards fell back like dead men. Another sign that things are completely upside down on this morning. The guards are like dead men, and Jesus, who's meant to be dead, is alive himself. Let's open our second egg. Pilate secured the tomb, but it could not hold him.
The angel said to the women, don't be afraid.
The angel said to the women, don't be afraid. Is that a word for you on this Easter morning? Don't be afraid. It's a word of Jesus that comes back time and again in the Easter stories. Don't be afraid. Okay, what you've found is not what you're expecting. It's not what you were looking for, not what you'd hoped for maybe. You've come to the tomb and, well, where's Jesus? It's different. You're disappointed. This is change. And change can be scary. But you're not alone. Do not fear. Something better lies in store. Something better than you were expecting. We need to hear those words of reassurance this morning. Do not be afraid. Especially how our world needs to hear that message, with escalating tension being ramped up between East and West. These are worrying times. But Jesus is King. God is sovereign. He is in control ultimately. He rules. He rules. Do not be afraid. Let's crack on with these eggs, Sally. Oh, crack. And we'll hear what the third statement is.
He is not here. He has risen just as he said.
He's not here. He is risen just as he said. Again, words of the angel. Risen, is he? Some might say, I can't believe it. They may say, well, you know, that story, it goes back over 2,000 years. You know, that was way back then. We live in a scientific world. It's just a fable, a fairy tale. We know better. We know that dead people don't come back to life. But hang on. Don't you think they knew that also back then? Dead people stay dead. Dead people stay dead. But not Jesus, the Son of God. If those who opposed Jesus and his followers wished to silence his disciples, all they had to do was produce his body. But they could not. Jesus foretold his dying and rising again. He is true to his word. It's just as he said. God has the last word. Death is not the end. God has the last word, and it is the word of eternal life. God's gift of eternal life to all who will believe. Sin and death, the power of guilt, are all cancelled out today. The way to God is open. The way to new life is open. Forgiveness and a new beginning is possible. Christ has the victory, and we share in his victory today. He has overcome. He has risen, just as he said. Let's see what egg number four says inside. Where are we up to? James, you happy to read for us? Thank you for volunteering.
Thanks. Come and see the place where he lay.
Come and see the place where he lay. Easter Day brings that invitation. Come and see for yourself. Come and see this good news, because it is for you. It's for you. Don't miss out today. If you feel the Lord touching your heart with what we've shared and what we've heard and what we've sung, don't put it off. Respond. Come and see for yourself. Find out for yourself today. And he will come to you as he promised. We can invite him into our hearts today. For the first time, or for the 50th time, to say to him, Lord, without you, I cannot live. With you, I cannot die. Accept his invitation. Let's open egg number 5. Who would like to help with this one? Maybe Mum can help? You can open it and Mum can read.
Go quickly and tell his disciples.
Yeah, don't hang around. Don't hang around. You know, have a look in the empty tomb if you must, but don't hang around. Don't linger at the tomb in the dark. And that's what the women heard, and they obeyed. They went. It's what they do. And as they go in faith, then they meet with Jesus. Only then, at that point, it's all been the angel, the messenger of God. But when they go, when they take that step of faith, they meet with the risen Lord. And the angel's message is true. Wow, what joy. How overjoyed they were that they fell down at his feet in worship and wonder and love, and they, we are told, clasped his feet. They took hold of him. They didn't want to let him go. Such was their love. And this is the challenge for us. Yes, we come today. We come to worship, to take hold of this, but not just for ourselves. Here is the message to go. Go quickly. And tell. Tell others this good news. Don't keep it to yourself. It's too good. Don't keep your faith for Sundays only. But let your life and your actions and your words confirm all of this is true. That Jesus is alive. And that's the challenge, isn't it? Would you still be a Christian if someone turned up with the skeleton of Jesus Christ, with the body of Jesus, would you still choose to be a Christian? That's worth thinking over for the rest of today. You know, Paul said to the church in Corinth, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching means nothing, and your faith means nothing. More than that, we are liars. We are false witnesses. If someone produced the skeleton of Jesus 100%, would I be down at the job centre on Tuesday? Would I have the courage of my convictions? I have a feeling it wouldn't be a forced redundancy. You know, could the church carry on? Would we notice anything was different? I'd like to think yes, but it makes us think, what difference does it mean to us and our church that Jesus is alive? Does it give us a fresh sense of urgency, a fresh passion to tell? Easter Sunday makes us ask that question that we've already been asking. How have I seen the risen Lord in my life? His risen power at work in me. Not back in 1960 whatever or 1970s or 80s. Not 3 years ago or 2 years ago. But today. Today, his risen power is at work in us. God is doing a new thing in our lives, in our church. So the challenge of Easter Sunday, as his witnesses, is for our lives to tell the other people, to tell other people that Jesus is alive. We've come to our last egg over here. Do you want to read it? No. Okay. Let's hear the final statement.
He is going ahead of you.
He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Today we affirm Jesus, who is with us, goes ahead of us. What a wonderful hope. He goes ahead of us. Whatever you face this week or in the future, he will be there. He is waiting. He is our guardian. He will guide us there. He was with us as we set out. He is with us on the journey, and he is there at journey's end. Faith is not forever. One day we will see, and we will worship him, and tears of sadness will be turned into tears of joy. So we go, knowing today that he is beside us and he is ahead of us. Yes, we have to return on Monday or Tuesday to our everyday lives, to the same things that we came to church facing. But we do not return the same. We have a new strength and power, because Jesus is alive. So as I close, remember, Easter Sunday isn't a happy ending to a troublesome week. Easter Day is the happy beginning to the rest of our lives. Lives that we are called to watch and pray with, to live that new life following after God. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Well, I've really enjoyed my first Easter among you. It's been wonderful to share this Holy Week with you and culminating in the celebration today. We've transformed the cross. We took away the symbols. We adorned it with flowers. Some of us came into the spicy tomb, and then we came out again. All of us have come out. We've made this beautiful Easter garden, and some of you might want to come around and have a look at what we've made, what the children have made afterwards. We hid the eggs around the church, and we found them all, and then we broke them, some of them open, and heard the different messages of Easter. And hopefully we've gone from here breaking open our lives to God, letting him fill us with his love. We've prayed and we've sung and worshipped and we've eaten well as well. And now we go home to celebrate the rest of the feast that is Easter.